This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a high-level meeting to review the roadmap for next-generation reforms, with a focus on accelerating measures to enhance ease of living, improve ease of doing business, and foster inclusive prosperity. Officials briefed the Prime Minister on steps being planned to simplify governance, strengthen economic growth, and ensure citizens benefit directly from these measures. This high-level meeting came after Prime Minister's Independence Day address, where he promised a Diwali gift in the form of GST reforms and a lighter tax burden. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Road Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal attended the meeting aimed at formulating strategic policies to bolster India's economy, improve infrastructure, and strengthen governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. In his opening remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar stressed on three mutuals: respect, sensitivity, and interest, to move ahead from difficult period in bilateral ties.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
The talks covered economic and trade issues, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity, and bilateral exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar said the Chinese foreign minister will also be discussing border issues with Special Representative and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today. He added that this is very important because the basis for any positive momentum in the bilateral ties is the ability to jointly maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. He said it is also essential that the de-escalation process moves forward. The Chinese foreign minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a two-day visit to India. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination tomorrow. An introductory meeting with floor readers of NDA was held in New Delhi yesterday following the arrival of Mr. Radhakrishnan in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. The minister said NDA Parliamentary Party meeting will be held today, wherein all the leaders will be formally introduced with NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan. He expressed hope that all the political parties will support Mr. Radhakrishnan for the post of vice president. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will arrange face-to-face talks between Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end the war in Ukraine. On his Truth Social platform, Trump said that he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin after hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders at the White House last night. U.S. President said he has begun the arrangements for a meeting between President Putin and Ukrainian leader Zelensky at a location to be determined. Trump said that the Putin-Zelensky talks would be followed by a trilateral summit involving himself and his two counterparts. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has taken strict action against the Toll Collection Agency for misbehaving with army personnel on Toll Plaza deployed at Bhuni Toll Plaza on Meerut Karnal. NHAI has imposed a penalty of 20 lakhs on the toll collecting firm. In tennis, world number 2 Carlos Alcaraz has lifted his first Cincinnati Open title after defending champion and world number 1 Jannik Sinner retired due to illness, trailing 0-5 in the opening set. India's Girish Gupta has clinched gold in the 10-meter air pistol men youth event of 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent. And that is the end of the news bulletin.